This is the Jam part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host Rob Steele.
This week, a more personal subject, laundry. Somehow it has become my job in this house, where I live with my three kids and my wife. It's my job to do the laundry in the house. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't mind doing it. It's not that big a deal. Usually. Now, the other people who live in the house, all female. I'm not female, as you may have noticed. And there are differences between male and female clothing. That'll come in a bit later. Give me time. One of the things I did recently was set rules for laundry in this house. They are as follows. 1. I will do laundry once a week. If you require laundrical services before then, you are more than welcome to do it your damn self. Did I mention one of my kids is a teenager and another one will be by the time I'm probably done recording this? 2. Since I am the person doing the laundry in this house, my clothes take priority. If yours don't get done, tough. Do them yourself. 3. If you do not like the way I fold your clothes, do it yourself. 4. I will neither gather your laundry nor will I put it away. However, if I see your clean laundry on the floor, I will confiscate it for up to a month. I will not care if you need it. I will not care if it's your favorite whatever piece of clothing it happens to be. You should have thought of that before I cleaned it, and you forgot to put it away. 5. As far as I'm concerned, laundry falls into 2 categories. A. Clothes. All clothes must be washed on cold. The clothes category consists of everything that I feel does not fall into category B, which is towels. If you think there needs to be a category C, such as these delicates, then feel free to do that part of your laundry yourself. See? Simple rules. I think they should be posted in every house, everywhere. That way, kids learn to do laundry for themselves. I had to. Why can't they? Now, the thing with women's clothing, like the thing with the folding. If you haven't done laundry for your family, guys, this is what I'm talking about. Women have complicated clothing. Guys, we have shirts. Shirts have 2 sleeves. They have a hole for your head. They have a hole for your waist. That's about it. We have underwear. It has 3 holes, 2 legs and a waist. Same with pants. That's really about all guys have as far as laundry is concerned. I'm not counting socks. I don't do socks. Rarely wear socks. Anyway, not the point. Women, on the other hand, have multiple-sided clothing. And this is the stuff that drives me nuts. When you take it out of the dryer, and you pick it up, and you look at it, and immediately you should be able to go, oh, this is a shirt, fold, 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 done. These are pants, fold, 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 maybe even, oh, look, a hanger. You know, something like that. I have taken my wife's laundry out of the dryer and held it up and wondered, what the hell is this? It's got 5 fronts, 3 backs, there seems to be only 1 side, it's got 5 arms, there's a hole for her head, not one for her waist. What the hell is this? We've got some kind of mutant octopus living in the house, and they put their laundry in with it. No! So what do? I lay it neatly on the bed, because I know it's hers. But at the same time, you know, lay it out, because I can't figure out what the hell it is. Put it down. Honey, I'm going to let you figure this out. It's supposed to be hung. From what? It doesn't have anything to hang it from. And to top this off, here's something that you're going to hear, fellas. For those of you who are single, and for those of you who are married, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. In our room, we have 2 dressers. One is hers, one is mine. We have a walk-in closet, which is pretty much done up in 8 different segments. I get 1 segment, I get 4 of the 5 drawers in my dresser. The rest of it is her clothes. 7/8 of our walk-in closet, 1 drawer of my dresser. All 8 drawers of her dresser. On top of her dresser is more clothes. On the chair next to her dresser is more clothes. In the walk-in closet is a table. On top of it are more of her clothes. Underneath it, more of her clothes. What do I hear from her at least once a week? I've got nothing to wear. Are you f***ing kidding me? Look around. You've got clothes every f***ing wear. Don't give me that s***. You have clothes. I need to buy another shirt. No, you don't. You need to go in the closet. Did I mention that in our garage, there are several wardrobe boxes that aren't having clothes hung in them because, no, we don't have room for that. They're just packed full of more clothes. Don't have anything to wear. Shut up.
I'm going to sleep on the couch for this one. I can almost guarantee it, which is why I'm going to end it here.
If you want to get in touch with me, send me a message on Twitter, steel_42. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/jamthis. So until next week, yeah, I'm going to be sleeping on the couch.